Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Have you ever seen a wheelchair-bound person with a smile bigger than you've smiled all week? Or a child with Down syndrome who is a perpetual good mood and you wonder, what's the magic? Well, those moments are what make the daily devotional your special Daily Reflections from God's Children with Exceptionalities by Catherine Thomas Lurk quite different. It's inspired by the words and actions of beautiful individuals with exceptionalities. The voices heard from the pages of this book include children with autism, Down syndrome, and cognitive delay issues, to name just a few. Now, the language is simple, pure, refreshingly honest, and reflects Catherine's experience with this remarkable community, which some consider to be angels among us. Catherine admits that raising a child with exceptionalities is not easy. She considers it a journey from understanding to accepting and finally celebrating such a beautiful gift from God. Catherine lives in Cincinnati with her husband David and three children, Andrew, Alexandria, and Audrey, who are exceptional in their own unique ways. Catherine Thomas Lurk, author of your special Daily Reflections from God's Children with Exceptionalities, is our guest on This Week in America. Catherine, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you. I'm so excited to have this time and opportunity to speak with you, Rick. Thank you for having me.
Well, I am glad we're having this opportunity because it's a special book that you've written. The book is your special. We'll get into the story as we go through the conversation today. This is a must read. And if you're down a little bit, you're a couple chapters here and all of a sudden you're realizing, you know, life is pretty good. It's a inspiring book, a motivational book. The book is available wherever books are sold. We'll go through that as we progress through the conversation. I gave a little overview of the book. Give us a little bit more maybe about the book and how it's best used, because you're really getting excellent rave reviews on this book.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that. I think the book is one of the first of its kind because it actually provides a platform for individuals with exceptionalities to inspire and teach the rest of us. So often, being a mother of a child with exceptionalities, I know that we're all trying to optimize their skill sets and put their best foot forward. And that is absolutely important. But if you stop, pay attention and listen, you will be motivated, inspired in awe of their insight, of their intellect, and of their outlook on life that I found so inspirational that I decided to start jotting them down from my son in interviewing other individuals, little people, people with Down syndrome, people with autism, people with John Williams syndrome, and many more. And my pen wouldn't stop writing because there were so many great stories. So I decided to make a devotional. One day, one reflection in charge. Your outlook for the day, you're kind of, I call it a rainbow reflection. We'll get into rainbows in a little bit, but it's kind of your ask for the day. You know, be kind or love yourself more. These are the rainbow reflections. And then it's inspired by a story that I share for that day or a snippet of what I learned from an individual with exceptionalities. And then we tied it to scripture.
You know, it's amazing. As you read the reviews, the one problem is it's a daily devotional and people feel like they're cheating by going maybe two or three days ahead. So this is going to take a year. If you finish it in 3 months, you've probably gone ahead a little bit too much, but you can't wait to read what the next day brings. How challenging was it to tell these stories and tie them in with a daily devotional? It's excellent the way that you've done it. It really is a remarkable read, but how challenging was it to do it in this format?
Well, you know, it's interesting because, A, you can go ahead and read it because they're so good to reread that
yes.
You can go ahead
yes.
and come back. We need a little bit of that knock on our head sometimes to remind ourselves of the lessons that are in the book. But to be fair, that was one of the easiest parts because so much of what they share with me and examples and lessons and observations and their perspective, when I dug into do some more research into the Bible, it was a natural fit. And I always joke that I believe it, that they are kind of angels on earth. And it made me think, are they actually a version of a conduit? Because what they say and what they share very quickly and easily was connected to the Bible, because it's all about love, faith and hope, really, but mostly love. Everything through the book, their lessons of love yourself, love one another, love the person that hurt you. but it's all about love. And so it wasn't that difficult. It actually came really natural, which I was grateful for because I was concerned it would be challenging. The hardest part was picking the verse I wanted to associate for that day, because there was oftentimes more than one that would fit.
Well, maybe there's a part two and a part three in Catherine's future. Catherine Thomas Lurk, that's L-E-U-R-C-K. If you're Googling book available, Your Special Daily Reflections from God's Children with Exceptionalities, book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. A link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I mentioned in the beginning, you talk about it, it's not real easy sometimes when you're going through this as a parent. Talk about that journey of, because this is a lesson for parents that are going through issues as you went through them, the journey of understanding, to accepting, to celebrating your son, Drew. Talk about that journey and what it was like for you.
Well, it isn't all rainbows and sunshine and unicorns, is it? And it isn't that way for anybody in life. I don't care if your child is exceptional or if your child has seemingly no exceptionalities. All parents, all people have challenges. So I always say it isn't when they told Andrew's our firstborn, and when they said that we had an issue, well, I was going to fix it. I understand there's a problem, but I'm going to chase it with money, time, and energy, and we're going to go after it. We're going to nail this, and he'll be perfectly fine by kindergarten. So we understood there was an issue, but we're on top of it. We're on it. So that's understanding. You do all that, you are inundated with appointments, with therapies after therapy after therapy, and the vat opens up, and I felt like I was sinking lower and lower, and noticing his peers were going progressively ahead of us when we're trying so hard to keep up, that the span just got bigger. And I just stopped one day, and I was in tears with my husband. I said, you know, we're not even catching up. We're actually getting farther behind. And so it took a lot of years of not wanting to give up, but then you accept. And then I had felt like I had to ask for forgiveness from Drew, because I should just celebrate him. Because that's when I realized he's amazing.
Yes.
So that's the best stage. And that's where we are now.
Well, and, you know, it's interesting, that journey. And you talk about when the doctor put limitations on what he thought Drew could achieve. You could have left it there. And I'm sure there are people that figure that's the medical person. That's what he's telling me. And that's not the end. That was just the beginning, especially for you and your husband, wasn't it?
It was. And I have the utmost respect for experts. I have the utmost respect for psychologists and doctors, and they've been partners with us. I never want anyone to walk away from anything I say that puts a shadow of doubt in their help for us. But they don't have the final say, and they don't have a mother's gut or a parent gut, and God has the final say. And I believe in dreams. I believe in hope. I believe in hard work, and I believe in gifts. And I felt like, whereas Andrew might not be doing the traditional trajectory of school a certain way, when I finally looked at him one night and was kissing him, tucking him in, and he was kind of half asleep, I was weeping that I had missed seeing his gifts, which were his rainbows, which was his message of love. So it might be that you have to shift your thinking a bit sometimes, but we all have exceptionalities, and they don't have the final say. And Drew's doing great things. He inspired me to share his messages, even with his labels that he has of, you know, challenges in many different capacities. But he's doing great things nevertheless.
Well, it's an amazing story. And I want to touch on rainbows in a second. Let me give you the name of the book again, if you're just joining us. The book is by Catherine Thomas Lurk, L-E-U-R-C-K. The title, Your Special Daily Reflections from God's Children with Exceptionalities. You've talked about rainbows, and that's a big part of Drew's life, of your life, the story of the book, Your Special. Talk about where this all began with rainbows, because we all love rainbows.
I know. How lucky am I now that when my friends or family says something with a rainbow, I get something dropped off at my door with keychains, rings. I'm like, that could be worse.
Oh, geez.
So around 7 years old, Drew has apraxia, cognitive delay, auditory processing, sensory integration. But he started making me a rainbow every single day without fail. I got this one. He goes ahead now. He did the whole month of April. This is April 2nd, because I wrote notes on April 1st. Every day without fail, he would make me a rainbow. Oh, he would write mom, or I love you, or you're special, which was the card I turned that into, or I like your food. I mean, the sweetest reminders, it without fail for years. So by the time he was, I don't know, a couple of years into it, and I could not throw them away, I said, Andrew, why do you make me rainbows every single day? And he kind of rolled his eyes and he said, oh, mommy, rainbows are love. And I thought, well, I haven't told him this. So I'm sure his grandmother, or maybe at preschool, I don't know, someone told him, maybe the Noah's Ark story. And I tucked him in that night and I said, how did you know about the rainbows? And I had called my mother-in-law. She hadn't told him. He said, mommy, sometimes when I sleep at night, I sit on Jesus's lap and he tells me things. And he told me about the rainbows. I couldn't talk.
Yeah.
And he was apraxic. He would normally not put that many words together. He hadn't gotten to where he was speaking in really long sentences. That was one of the longest sentences he had expressed. He didn't make things up. So I trusted that. And I was so glad I hadn't thrown those rainbows away. And I still get them to this day.
It's an amazing story. Our guest is Catherine Thomas Lurk. The book is Your Special, Daily Reflections from God's Children with Exceptionalities. Is it true that once your house was gift wrapped with over 3,000 of Drew's hand-drawn rainbows? Is that an accurate story?
Luckily, I have an amazing husband who believes in dreams, like I said earlier. So I said to him one day, he's a good sport, right? I said, hey, Drew has not stopped making these rainbows. We have bins and bins of them because a good friend said, you cannot throw them away. And I said, she's right. So I said, I had this thought, let's hire a painting company. We moved all the furniture out of our house. We glued and stapled our rainbows, his hand-drawn rainbows, 3,000 of these, ourselves with music playing on a couple Saturdays in a row on butcher block paper I ordered from Amazon. And we had a painting company with their big tall ladders, staple them from the eaves out of our house, rolled up, and then we dropped them. And they covered the entire home. I wanted our home to be a canvas. I wanted his message of love to be not just heard one person at a time with his card, but to be an art exhibit that speaks volumes about what every single person has a capacity to do. When you follow your dreams and you feel it inside, I wanted the world to see his message. His message is all about love. So we did it, and it was a big splash. It was one of the best days of my life.
What a great inspirational sight for people in your neighborhood, and I'm sure the word got out all across the city of Cincinnati and what you were doing there.
They came from states. It was something else.
Yes.
They did.
It's like a big Christmas display that you've got out and people will pack the kids in the car and come see. This was done with Drew's rainbows that you had at the house. He's also done, over 10,000 rainbows passed out all over the world. So just out of the neighborhood, he's impacting lives worldwide. What impact does that have when Drew is able to do this and get the rainbows, the symbol of love, out to so many people?
Well, he would make the bigger ones on my computer paper. And so my favorite one was the one that said, you're special, because I was having kind of a yucky day. And he came up and with his hands behind it, like it's a big surprise after doing this, Rick, for year after year. I got something. And I would always act surprised, like, oh, I can't imagine. And he would stroke it, pull it out. It's your rainbow.
How cute. Yes.
So cute. But it said, you're special. And I thought, you know what? I'm gonna call a card company, a printing company, and we had him put on these cards, no ask. On the back, it said, one rainbow at a time. Drew wants to remind the world everyone's special. He has had so much fun. And that actually became more inspiration for the book, because watching the effect of him just handing someone a rainbow that says it. We were at Grand Central Station in New York City, and Drew saw this girl, and he said, excuse me, and he gave her his ring. She stopped in her tracks, and to be fair, she was a little, aggravated almost. Like, she said, why did you give me this rainbow? And he said, I just wanted to remind you you're special. She grabbed him. She starts crying, grabbed him, and hugged him. She said, I am not having a good day today at all. And this is the difference today. Thank you so much. And with that, she said goodbye. We never saw her again. but people have put them in their cars. They send us pictures where they want another one because they're all tattered up. I'm amazed at the impact of such a small, tiny little gesture has been on so many people. So to date, I think he's up to 10,000 because we have to reorder them on this website.
That's just incredible. And I can imagine that girl in Grand Central Station, probably days, weeks, months later, maybe to this day when she's having a bad day, she remembers Drew and that moment when they interacted and suddenly she was able to put her life in perspective and it made her a better person. It's just a remarkable story. Our guest, Catherine Thomas Lurk, L-U-E-R-C-K. The book is Your Special Daily Reflections from God's Children with Exceptionalities. Time is going by so quickly. You need to pick up the book. You need to be inspired by all of these great stories. So let's talk about how Drew's actions actually inspired you to do this story with other individuals that also had exceptionalities. This sort of broadened from Drew to a number of other people that you met.
It's true. Well, being a mother of a child with exceptionalities, you get to interact with a bunch of different types of people. And I knew if I could interview some, it became kind of a COVID project. I would talk on the phone or through distance. I was just interviewing friends, family members, new friends, anybody I would meet who I knew a lot of certain companies in the city that hire individuals with exceptionalities, and we'd become friends with them. And I just asked them if I could talk with them for a little bit. And with each of those interactions, there could be 5 days of inspirational things, simple as myself. And I thought, how many of us can say that? And here's an individual with Down syndrome who says, I would just tell God, thank you for making me great. I love myself. And I thought, yeah, that's beautiful. We all need to look at it that way. So his inspiration to his mom, me, made me broaden that and let me look at a bigger scope and say, let me talk to these kids and jot some of these great lessons down and share them with the world.
And you're doing that in the book, Your Special Daily Reflections from God's Children with Exceptionalities. It's interesting, the video portion of the program that you'll find on YouTube, and if you go to thisweekinamerica.us, click on videos, it'll be there. We've got several pictures on screen with Catherine, including what at a book signing you did, and you had 5 or 6 others there, the children, adults with exceptionalities at a book signing. Talk about that. They all have big smiles on their faces. They're all excited about being there. And the bookstore sold out of books that night, I understand.
They did. What an honor. Our community, I'm from Cincinnati, Ohio, and it's an amazing community. They really embrace all types of philanthropic endeavors and books. And so we were overwhelmed. The news covered it, and it was a sold-out affair. We ran out of books. But I have to tell you, the best part was I had invited some of the kids that are in the book that are local to come on out, and they did. My friend John, who has Williams syndrome, I mean, he was helping. He got to sign books, and he literally was like, this is the best day of my life. I wow. knew if I put my mind to something, I could make an impact on the world. And that's just it. We get experts that say, well, they're going to have limitations. They're going to have challenges. That's true. But don't we all? And can't we all still shine? And he shined so bright that day. He's still on cloud nine. I keep getting texts. I just want to tell you, that was just a great day.
It's so amazing. And when's the next one? You'll have to do more of these around the city and let them shine and let people be exposed to this world. And I love that you refer to the community of individuals as exceptionalities. And the word disabled is not used because that's really not reflective of who they are, is it?
I didn't think so. I don't get too worked up about people if they say that. I'm certainly not offended, but I just thought exceptionalities yes. made a lot more sense. If you look up disability in the dictionary, it's actually very negative. And I thought, you know what? We are all individuals with exceptionalities. We just have different gifts, all of us. So I just started using that. And in the book, I decided I would use that vernacular and that word instead of disabilities. And I think it's a better suit for these people.
I don't want to put you on the spot here, but can you share a few entries from the book? Just if you, I don't know if you have it in front of you, but if you could do that, that would be great. And you can give people an idea what is in this book, Your Special Daily Reflections from God's Children with Exceptionalities. Catherine Thomas Lurk. That's LULEURCK. If you're Googling, book at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. But go ahead, share something with us, because people are going to hear this and go, I got to get a copy of this. And I might have to buy several and pass it out to my friends.
Thank you so much. I would love to share. They're the stars, so let's hear from them. Elena, who's a little person, the rainbow reflection this day on January 19th is believe in yourself. And Elena decided that nothing will stop her. If she wants to accomplish something, she gets it done. Even though I'm a little person, I feel like if I put my mind to it, I can do anything. And the scripture that day is, I know that you can do all things and that no purpose of yours can be thwarted. But here's Elena in her high school cheerleading outfit, one of the first ever little people to become a cheerleader at her school.
That's beautiful.
I mean, how many of us would be afraid to try out back in the day, and you don't have the challenges she does? She just decided that was going to be her thing. I have a couple other quick little ones I can share. This one I love because it's about never giving up. And this is from John, who has Williams syndrome. And I'll shorten it a bit, but he says, you know, sometimes you need a second chance, people to cheer you on, and then you try to do better. How many times do we berate ourselves if we mess up, or we don't want to try again because we think, well, it didn't go well. I'm forget that dream. He says, you need a little people to support you. You need some support from others and loved ones and friends, and you can do better. And basically just never give up. Let's see.
This is why people need more than one of these a day. And I like your point. That's fine. You'll need to go back and get refreshment, mental refreshment from time to time. So spiritual refreshment. So you need to go back. So if you're going to do two, three at a time, that's okay.
You can. I've had so many notes, and that's been great because, you know, it's people who've written notes from across the country saying, I kind of went ahead, but then I just went back. I kept going. And that's great. You know, if you're going to take a more than one at a time, you can always go back because the lessons we can be reminded of more than once in a year. So repeating is never a bad thing.
I shut you off. I think you were ready to give us another exception from the book.
Oh, no, that's okay. I mean, I can if you want. Let's
yes,
see here.
Please do. Nobody wants to hear me. We want to hear what they have to say and be inspired by their words. Go ahead, please.
All right. So here's one from Maria. Let me get to that. And Maria talks about, let's see if I've got the page right, 26. She was encouraged about choose to be happy, choosing joy. And isn't that a good reminder?
Oh, yes.
You can wake up and decide it's going to be a great day, or you can decide that you're going to be overwhelmed because you have to go to this meeting and traffic's always a pain, or you can decide I'm going to choose joy. So Maria says, when you're grumpy, look inside. Be more positive, and things might begin to go the way you want them to go. That made me stop in my tracks. I thought, yeah, that's exactly right. And it says, rejoice always without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God, Christ Jesus, for you. And I thought, yeah, he wants us to choose joy. Go out into the world and be optimistic and be inspirational and be inspired by others. And that will be a much better outlook for your daily life than pessimism or hopelessness.
Yes. And you don't have to have paragraphs to explain all that. They do that so succinctly. They get right to the point and we understand what they're talking about. And you've said it's time for us to lean in, listen, learn from them. They have a lot to share, and we have a lot to be inspired by. And those were examples of what you were talking about. A couple minutes left in the program. I want to ask about Drew. I mean, he's impacting the world. At one point was labeled as delayed. How is he taking all of this? Does he understand what an impact he's had on so many people in the world? And what's his thoughts on the book?
So that's the beauty of Drew, is he is just authentically himself. I call him the mayor of Hyde Park. He knows everybody. Everybody knows Drew. He just bounces through life. He does have frustrating days. I don't want to paint the picture of perfection, but certainly it's not. But he takes this he's enjoying it. He keeps joking. He wants to get on the Today Show, or he wants to be on ESPN. He thinks anything's possible. That's one of his entries, is nothing's, you know, he'll tell me he needs to eat his vegetables because he might just be the quarterback for the Cincinnati Bengals. So he wants to keep that door open. But he's really he's taking it and enjoying it. Our neighbors tomorrow night are hosting a book signing just to congratulate us, and he wants to wear a colorful bow tie and pass out his cards and just be happy about it. But he doesn't get overwhelmed by it. He's just happy to be able to express the joy it's bringing people and share the message.
Well, Drew and all of his friends responsible for the stories and devotionals in Catherine's book, Your Special, Daily Reflections from God's Children with Exceptionalities, Catherine Thomas Lurk, L-E-U-R-C-K, book available wherever books are sold. This is a book that it's beautifully done besides that. I mean, it's a lovely attraction to a library. Put it on the coffee table so it's visible. Share it, read it, buy a couple of copies and pass out to other people. Catherine, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Hopefully we can do part two. So much more we can talk about. I appreciate you spending time here. Our best to Drew and all of the family, the remarkable job that you're doing in getting this word out there in a delightful and inspirational way. Thank you for being on the program.
Thank you, Rick. It's been such a pleasure, and I appreciate you having the time to let us share our message.
And I have more time available whenever you want it. There's so much more that we can talk about, and what a remarkable job you, Drew, and the family are doing. The book, Your Special, Daily Reflections from God's Children with Exceptionalities. Catherine Thomas Lurk is our guest on the program. And, of course, if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, link on directly to the Amazon link, and you'll be able to pick up a copy of Catherine's book. By the way, her marketing done by King Pages Press, their website, kingpagespress.com. We're back on today's program, This Week in America. We're right back after these messages. Don't go away.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.